180 Air, Army and Sea cadets from throughout northeastern Ontario were in Temiskaming Shores February 7 to 9 as part of the annual Winterpalooza. At the same time, Winterpalooza events were also taking place in places like Huntsville and Sault Ste. Marie. Youths from communities including North Bay, Hearst, Kapuskasing, Cochrane, and Inglehart met in Temiskaming Shores for a weekend of winter activities including curling, ice fishing, skating, sleigh riding and sliding with Kaho sleigh rides, and a sweet treat of toffee in the snow. Cadets who chose the activity could also participate in building and sleeping in an outdoor shelter, along with races. Cadet correspondent Joshua Carson of North Bay commented that the event was being held to familiarize all the cadets and get them into the outdoors and having some winter fun. Female cadets spent the night at Riverside Place in New Lesquerd while the male cadets slept at the New Lesquerd Community Hall. The event was assisted by cadet squadron leaders from across the region including Inglehart 355 Polaris Squadron, 2,344 Algonquin Army Cadet, and 288 Air Cadets from Kirkland Lake, said Victoria Cook, a cadet instructor cadre with the Canadian Forces. Warrant Officer 1st Class Nyla Reggett of North Bay 547 was taking the lead during the weekend event which was focused on cadets leading cadets, explained Carson. Carson explained that Reggett was responsible for the well-being and training of every single cadet here. As you go through the program, you develop your leadership qualities and get trained in lessons on leadership and supervision and mentorship along with aspects of community service, physical fitness, along with Canadian Forces familiarization and traditions. As you grow up through the program, as I have, you really get a sense of self. It grows you as a person. Throughout the event, many of the senior cadets were taking on the task of organizing and managing the individual stations, noted Carson. We put a value on traditions while evolving and growing ourselves. Darlene Rowe is a local journalism initiative reporter with the Temiskaming Speaker. LJI is funded by the Government of Canada.